We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're here with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8 o'clock in the morning on the first day of December. It is a huge day for Major League Baseball. In 15 hours and 59 minutes, we will not have any movement in Major League Baseball for who knows how long, because just 1 minute short of midnight tonight in Dallas, they will officially end the negotiations, and the players and owners will be at loggerheads. There will be a lockout by the owners, and collective bargaining agreement, the CBA, will be null and void, and they'll have to go back into negotiations. And who knows how long this is going to last between these two sides before they get a deal done that will open up baseball again. And in the interim here, we're going to be hitting refresh, refresh. You know how many people are going to be hitting a Twitter refresh button here, like me, starting now for the next few.
Trying to see what's going on.
Man, I'm telling you. All right, I got to go to search here, Freddie Freeman, and then just search, okay? And then latest. Okay, now. And we'll just see if anything pops here for Freddie. So we have a couple of questions for you out here about Freddie now that we are under 16 hours away from the lockout, and that has to happen today or it won't happen until the lockout is over, and we have no idea when that might be. It might be a week. It might be a month. It might be 2 months. We have no idea how long this will last. And the question number one is, how worried are we, given the fact that there's been no public movement, no public pronouncement, how worried are we this morning? And number two is, if it pops this morning that Los Angeles, and we got guys out there that are guessing, the Buster Olney's, not to say call him Buster, but, you know, whether it's Passan or Olney or other guys that are out there just because, you know, Nightingale, these guys are all kind of taking their shots out here, saying, what they think the deal might be, because they're just guessing what the market might bear. If LA is willing to overpay, this is the second question, and say, let's say they're willing to give him 7 years, $250 million. Would you match that for Freddie Freeman? Would you match that? I'm not asking whether you think Liberty will. I'm asking whether you would match that. Hugh, how worried are we
that Freddie's going to leave?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty concerned. I'm pretty concerned. Yeah.
And if LA did pay what Corey Seager money, and this is, you know, if you take Corey Seager's money and you do the math, roughly his is $10,375, but because he's younger. So if you gave Freddie seven, because he's 32 years old, and $250 million, would you match it?
I would say, John, for the sake of this conversation, no, because I think that the reason why we haven't gotten this deal done yet is because we have a number, Liberty Media, that is, in our head where we feel that Freddie is. And the reality of free agency is this: you're always overpaying free agency. So I think that would clearly blow our deal out the water. So no, I wouldn't.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm pretty worried. I would say that's how I feel about the first question. And if Los Angeles, if we're up to me, and Los Angeles offered $7,250 over market, yes, I would match it. How do you feel? 404-741-0929. Michael is in Decatur. And he's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Michael.
Michael. Hey, good morning. How y'all guys doing?
Awesome. Good, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to y'all. Hey, I'm a huge Freddie Freeman fan, no doubt. But I came to the realization, I wouldn't match it, the 7 year 250. But if it was me, I would offer him from the start 7 years at 210. And also my second point, Anthony Rizzo is still out there. He would be an excellent contingency plan if Freddie leaves. We would have the leadership. We would have basically the same player. They're the same age.
Okay, I mean, that's all we're asking you. So if LA offered over market, you would not match it. Okay, how do you feel? 404-741-0929. I'll just take a little kind of rough poll here. Hugh and Michael say no, they would not match if they paid him over market. And yeah, I'm 7-2-10, whatever. But 7-2-50 is the number I gave up because that's the 7-2-50 is based on Corey Seager's deal. Okay, that's the $37.5 million a year. Roughly is 7 years, $250 million. I say yes. So 404-741-0929. How do you feel about the Freddie Freeman situation as we sit? How worried are we? And if somebody, and we'll use the Dodgers. And again, we don't know. Nobody knows the number out here because the Braves have been tight-lipped. There's been no number. We have all these guys that are out there, just John Heyman and everybody, just guessing. How do you feel about this? Yes or no? Would you match if somebody like the Dodgers, and we'll use them as an example here, and they offered Corey Seager money, 7 years, $250 million, which would be Corey Seager money, would you match it if you were the owner? Not what Liberty's going to do, but I'm asking you. If you own the Braves, would you match it? 404-741-0929. Freddie's value to this team, Hugh, is not just in leadership or in production. Both of those things count. His value to this team is he's become the face of the franchise.
This is the thing, and you had to ask yourself this. You know, one of the knocks on Liberty Media is that they're a company that's out there in Utah, Colorado, wherever they are.
Yeah, Denver.
Yeah, and they don't have their finger on the pulse of the city. So with that being said, John, why do you think that they care about anything like that?
Well, they may not.
They're in the business of making money.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not asking what you think Liberty's going to do because yeah. I can't know what they're going to do. I'm asking whether you would if you own the team. How worried are you that Freddie's not going to be here, and would you match $7,250 from the Dodgers if you own the team? Let's go to Roger in Griffin. Roger, good morning to you.
Good morning. I would give first off, I'd tell Freddie, run away from Liberty Media, Freddie. Run. Get away from those guys. They don't appreciate you. I love Freddie Freeman. I've been following the Braves since the 60s. And this is just, if they haven't shown any, or nobody said anything about them even making an effort to try this. I know it. And he's worth, like you just said, John, he's worth way more than just what's on the field. And that's what I'm also paying for. He's the face of the franchise. And if you can't just blindly just get down and follow that, because when designation hitter get here, he comes, you bring him off the bench. But I would tell Freddie, run away from Liberty Media. You can't have a company on the West Coast running a team on the East Coast and have them know anything that's going on.
Well, but we will give them – I appreciate that, Roger and Griffin. But let's get – guys and gals, they take a lot of heat. I've given them a lot of heat. But let's give them some credit, Hugh. They did – are the Braves the champions or what?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I mean, they brought us a world title. So maybe we ought to give them just a little bit of latitude. I know they got to take a lot of heat from moving from Atlanta up to Cobb County. They take a lot of heat from me for taking $300 million worth of my tax money in the middle of the night without asking me. So there's a lot, and then some of the decisions. But guess what they got out of it? Hugh, they got the title,
and that's why it would probably be a little easier. Because listen, when you think about it, like, and this is how you have to ask yourself, John, and you can answer this question: do you feel like the Braves have their core group of guys under contract right now?
Yes.
Okay, so. You can afford to let Freddie Freeman go.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you can afford to let him go in the sense that you'd be competitive. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the thing you have to realize. Like,
is that your goal, is to be competitive?
I mean, that's what we've always said Liberty Media wanted to be. More bang for your buck. Cheap, right? They're cheap. And they got a World Series by not spending a whole lot of money. Because that's what we're talking about. What has been the biggest knock on Liberty Media the last 3 or 4 years? They didn't want to play with the big boy. They didn't want to go spend any money, right?
Right.
Okay? They didn't spend any money. They didn't spend a whole lot of money. And they won a World Series. So with that being said, What makes anybody think that they're going to overpay for Freddie Freeman?
Well, I don't know that they will, Hugh. That's why I'm asking the question why I am. I mean, yeah, that's why I mean, I'm asking and how listen, worried are we that they won't do that.
And listen, again, I'm not trying to be a hater or anything like that. Got to make that clear because, you know, people be texting talking about I'm trying to get him up out of here. But that's the reality of the situation we're dealing with. You're sitting here and you're basically saying what Liberty Media should do, and they haven't done it since I've been here. They haven't been out there and been big spenders in the free agent market.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they will. I bet if they don't, I'm going to chastise them. I am going to, which is a nice word on the radio, because you have built up all this goodwill. We gave you the $300 million that you got from us taxpayers in Cobb County. You've got your landlord tenant there. You won a world championship. Congratulations to you. But you also have another responsibility to this franchise and to this fan base, and that is that you don't decide that now that you've won a title, we're going to go cheap, and we're going to just try to be competitive, and maybe we'll patchwork it along the way. And you know what? Alex is a wizard. He'll figure out something at the All-Star break. I don't know, Hugh. I think that's going to play poorly. How worried are we that Freddie's going to be gone? We have under 16 hours till the lockout here. And if you were the owner, not Liberty, but if you were the owner, would you match it? If LA offered him Corey Seager money at 7 years, $250 million, would you as an owner match it? Yes or no? Daniel's in Noonan. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, so I watched probably 145 games a year. I went to the NLCS. I went to the World Series. I saw how packed Truist Park was. You have the two friendliest team contracts in all of baseball, and Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna. If you don't put up the money, this isn't Tom Glavine, this isn't John Smoltz. I get, you know, and I think the Braves kind of did Glavine poorly, but Freddie stayed on some really bad teams and has said that he wants to be in this team, and if you don't pay up for him, it's going to be bad. Thank you.
Hugh, yeah, I appreciate it. Hugh, we talked about Freddie, you know, his production as a player, offensively and defensively, what he means in the lineup, the face of the franchise. But he's beyond the face of the franchise. I mean, what you saw in the celebration there, he's the heart and soul of the franchise.
I'm not disputing any of that, John.
Yeah, you're going to rip that out?
But I'm not disputing any of that. But fans are putting too much emphasis on stuff that don't matter to people that are bottom line people. And we've seen that for the last 7 years since I've been here. It's bottom line business, John. Don't nobody care about all the other stuff that anybody else is talking about. Hate to be that realistic about it, but that's the truth. You know, face of the franchise, that don't mean anything to these people.
Yeah, well, bottom line is you do damage. I think it costs you
and
more.
Guess what?
I think not paying him is the bad business decision because you'll lose so much more than that.
Guess what? People are still going to go to Braves games, John. They're still
not like they will if Freddie's there.
Okay. You keep believing that.
I think initially the damage to them will be loud and worth millions of dollars in lost revenue.
Keep believing that.
How worried are we if L.A. is going to go out there and throw big money at Freddie? Next. Your call is at 404-741-0929.
Flies into left center field. Well hit back at the wall. Freddie Freeman. How about that?
Joe Buck on Fox. Freddie had some big home runs there in the postseason. That one 460-foot bomb. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hume. Where is that love? Talking to you about how worried we should be. Now counting down under 16 hours away from the baseball locking out here. Braves, Hugh, have done some stuff in the offseason. I know that Tanitra's been counting down some of it in her sports flashes. Brian Snicker extended to 2024. Heredia is back. Arcia is back. Duvall is back. They signed Kirby Yates, which is an interesting signing to me. I think Kirby Yates could it's a bit of a flyer for a guy that's had a couple of Tommy John surgeries, but if he can pitch, whoo, man.
On a team that has been – like, since I've been historically getting guys for more bang for your buck and getting a lot out of them, you know, you talk about the hometown deals that they got for Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies. So, yeah, they've done a good job.
How about the video that popped yesterday of Ronald Acuna? So, he's looking pretty good out there. So, I mean, we're all excited about his return by opening day. So, right now in the offseason, it's all pretty good for the Braves. But it could be pretty bad in a couple hours, too. Because if there's a sports flash that pops from whatever site that you're on And it says that Freddie Freeman has agreed to a deal with the L.A. Dodgers for 7 years, $250 million or something like that. Something like that. Who the hell knows? 6 years. It'd be much, you know, $7,250, some people would say, Hugh, oh, okay. If he agrees to a deal with the Dodgers for something stupid like $6,200, are you telling me, what? I mean, that would be, I mean, if the Dodgers overpay, some Braves fans will be able to say, now I won't, but some Braves fans will be able to say they'll justify it. I won't, but that's just me. How worried are we? And would you overpay, air quotes, if the Dodgers do? Would you match that 7-year, $250 million deal? Wilson's in a car. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Wilson.
Wilson!
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking my calls. I love sure. you guys. Early move of the show. Great job.
Well, Wilson, how worried are we?
Let me tell you, man, like your previous caller just indicated, team-friendly deals with Arby's and Acuna Jr. I tell you, Freddie Freeman has kept his head down. He's been a model citizen, been a model role model for the team. And I think if they want to remain a dynasty, if they want to become a dynasty, they mess up that chemistry with Freddie Freeman leaving. So, hey, look, pay the guy at least $180 million, go up to $210 if you have to, and let's roll with this.
So he would match the deal. You know, that's a good point, too, Hugh. We talk about him being a team leader, talk about him being in the heart and soul. What is your goal here for the Atlanta Braves? Is it to be competitive, or is it, like Wilson said, you have a World Series here. Do you want to start to think about, you know, with all this young talent that you do have, this incredible best infield in baseball that Freddie's part of, this lineup that is so loaded with Freddie in it. It's sickening how loaded this lineup is. This team could be a little dynastic. I mean, they could be a team that could win multiple World Series, right?
But my thing is this, and help me understand this. This is where I think people have a little bit of a disconnect from their day-to-day lives and the jobs that they work and professional sports. Everything that you deal with on a day-to-day basis in your job, whatever your job may be, is the same thing that athletes deal with in their job. Even though it's a sport, it's a game. But you guys are talking about intangibles that mean nothing to your employer. How many times – think about it like this, people. How many times did you not take vacation to take one for the team at your job? Did you get compensated for that? How many times did that happen for you? How many times have you been a team player and done things and gone above and beyond in the job that you work for that you've gotten compensated for? I bet you a lot of people in the car talk about none. It's the same thing in sports. All of those intangibles that you're talking about, the glue in the locker room and things like that, yeah, they mean a lot. They mean a lot. But they don't mean nothing to the people that's writing your checks. Don't mean nothing to them, because if it did, they would see that. They're not looking at it like that. Everything that everybody is on this station is saying is valid. But when you're talking about bottom line and people that are dealing with analytics and things like that, they don't see it like that. They see you as like a player that's productive until you're not.
Robin is in the Highlands. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Robin.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, let's start up by acknowledging how crazy this year is. This is insane what's going on. But, I mean, if we look at deal as a benchmark, then we're looking at the wrong value. This is a terrible deal for the Rangers. I mean, that's just completely overpaying for somebody you may guess you get 5 good years out of a 10-year contract. And if we're going to go that route, you know, we've never done that historically because we've had good GMs who won't do that. Glavin needs to go for however much money to New York. That's okay. He did nothing there. Stanton did nothing in New York. Cabrera is going to do nothing with his contract. Harper does nothing with his contract. We can't compete with that. And we
why not? But why not?
If we try,
but wait a second. But stop for a second. I was kind of rolling with you a little bit. Why can't we compete with that?
Well, I mean, if you think that we're going to compete with the largest market team,
yes,
then I don't know.
We are a major market. No, let's quit acting like we're damn Kansas City. This is Atlanta. We have the largest fan. The Braves have the largest fan base in all of Major League Baseball.
We didn't piss John off.
But we don't have the largest payroll in all of Major League Baseball.
Well, okay. I mean, it doesn't match the market.
If we put 50% of that towards one player, we're not going to have a team. We need to field a team, and I just don't know that it's smart to put that percentage towards one guy.
Well, I agree with you on that, Robin. Yes.
That's Ron to piss John off.
Right? No, I'm just Robin just pointed something out because I'm just tired of this belief that Atlanta has to act like it's Pittsburgh.
But
we are not Pittsburgh. We are not Kansas City. We need to swim in the waters. This is the key dominant market of the burgeoning South here. We have boatloads of money. We are a major, major international city and a major market. Arthur Blank treats his product in Atlanta United as a major product. One of the reasons they had so much success is that he didn't come in and say, you know what, we're going to field a team in Major League Soccer. No, he came in and said, we're going to own Major League Soccer. I don't care about LA and New York. But that's the mentality you have to have. Swim in those waters.
But I don't think you can compare the two, John, to be totally honest. And I'll tell you why. The Braves have been competitive over the last 4 or 5 years, and they haven't spent a whole lot of money. Atlanta United came in, and they had to spend a lot of money because they had to get, you know, there was a fan base here. But, you know, and to get this thing up and running and be first class, to get the players that you wanted here, you got to put some money behind that. You have to. It's a different scenario. It's a different dynamic, in my opinion.
Well, I think what you need, I guess to Robin's point, and I'm not mad at Robin. I think Robin made some very valid points here. But I think we need to get out of this mentality that, look, when I – 1975 Atlanta, okay? You're a burgeoning small little town. You're like, you know, Birmingham. Not no more. This is a major international city, and we have to start acting like it. I mean, we are Chicago South. We are absolutely in that ballpark. We have to act like we're New York and Los Angeles because we are.
If my Mustang that I've tricked out with the airflow filters and the exhaust and all that other stuff, John, mm-hmm. is still running with Teslas and beating Teslas, then why should I switch up my model? That's all I'm saying. Why switch up the model now? Because to your point, with the modifications that we've put on our vehicle, we've won the World Series. Why change the model now?
Well, you won the World Series with that guy, and he was a big help in that. Just saying.
No, I'm not saying he wasn't, but he had some times where he flew under the radar because he was slumping a little bit at times, and he flew under the radar. He didn't get any heat for that. But he came up big in the World Series. No question about that. He came up big in the playoffs. But that's how they might be looking at it.
JT is in Grayson here. And I'm not mad. I appreciate Robin very much. But
I know
Robin
you're not. You're just passionate.
No.
You're just preparing.
No, I just there is a certain belief here that Atlanta is not a major market. It is a massive market. The Braves have the largest fan base in all of Major League Baseball. JT's in Grayson. Hey, JT.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
So how worried are we, JT, that Freddie's going to bolt here on a big deal that we won't match?
My thing is, like he was saying, man, eventually you got to start paying these guys, all right? I'm not worried about that because, first of all, I'm going to give Freeman what he needs, man. That guy has to stay here. This, like I think a caller, two callers back said, you sign him. The Braves are a dynasty. The Braves should have won the World Series last year. Think if they would have won last year and they won this year, they're two-time defending World Series champions. You got to look at the fact that we got to pay that man. We got to pay him. No, I don't – anybody in Major League Baseball, if I'm the owner of the Braves right now, I don't care what they're throwing on the table. I'm keeping my guy here because I know I got a dynasty in Atlanta. No doubt.
Yeah, I think this team could be – and I appreciate that, JT. You put Freddie in the middle of this lineup could be – oh, my God, good next year. It could be – they stay healthy, Hugh, with Acuna and Soler. I mean, Soler could hit 50 home runs.
I totally agree with you. And the only reason that I am taking this stance, let me be clear, the only reason I am taking this stance is because, you know, being in the contract negotiation and going through this, this eerie silence is to me is not a good thing. Especially when you've been saying all the right things all mm-hmm. year long about trying to get him signed and all this other stuff. We're getting ready to go into a lockout. And there has been other deals that have been signed, and this one hasn't. And not only that, John, we were led to believe, not by the Braves, but just because of the situation, that no money was going to be spent because we were getting prepared for the lockout.
Right.
And then to have all these other deals that dropped days before – then you can't be comfortable. You can't be comfortable with all that going on.
I am not. I am. You can tell.
That's all. That's the only reason why I'm in. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Not comfortable.
That's it.
Yeah, I am not comfortable, and I'm not mad. I just.
Wilson. Shout out to Wilson for calling it. I just wanted to say Wilson again. Wilson.
Boy, I'm a greedy son of a gun, aren't I? I want more. I got the one. I'm like, hey, I want more.
You're a little feisty this morning, though. I didn't poke the bear a little bit. My bad.
Okay. I'm all good. Sweet tea around the corner, and then more of your calls. And we're talking about Freddie Freeman at 404-741-0929. We'll get her thoughts on it, and then get back to what you have to say about how worried we should be with the lockout looming. The morning show with John and Hugh.
I made John mad this morning.
No, he didn't.
I made him a little mad.
What in the world did you do, Hugh?
Talk about Freddie Freeman might be gone. I shouldn't have did it. I mean, but you know, I said it. Yeah. And he's been doing a good job of holding it together and not really jumping all over me. But yeah, he's pretty pissed.
I'm not jumping over you. I'm not jumping on anybody.
Like, how dare you say Freddie Freeman's leaving? I'm just reading the tea leaves, T. That's it. That's all I'm just reading the tea leaves.
And his tea leaves might be right. That's what I'm worried about.
I don't like those tea leaves. I don't like those tea leaves, and I don't like the tea leaves that John just laid out about Hawks Pacers tonight.
You got to overcome it. I mean, and they did last year. They had both those guys out last year at one point. Remember? So, they overcame that. So, go out there and overcome it. It's just, I think they'll be fine if they go out there and play their game. I don't know. I guess I looked at the Knicks game and I thought heavy legs, Tanitra. You saw it. I mean, heavy legs. They looked tired.
But it was a little perplexing as to why. Because two things that don't normally happen happened in the Grizzlies game the night before. Number one, starters got seated. They didn't have to play in the fourth quarter. So legs should have been fresher. And number two, you get home at 1 a.m. versus, say, 3 a.m. like you normally do. And I guess I would say the third thing would be no shoot around Saturday. So I was kind of shocked that they weren't as fresh as I thought they would have been in that first quarter. But I do think it was that second quarter where, to your point, Bogey goes down, Cam goes down, and all of a sudden you have to make some serious adjustments. And then really it was more about, it kind of showed itself in terms of a challenge that the Hawks have had even before Saturday's game, even before Bogey went down and Cam went down. It's to your point. It's what you miss without a DeAndre Hunter. It's what you miss in being able to defend on the perimeter. Because when you have nobody really defending on the wing and somebody like Alec Burks gets hot, which he's done before, against the Hawks, that's where your concern is. But with Indiana, not so much, because they're not exactly a team that's going to set it on fire from the perimeter. So to your point, I do think they'll be fine. I expect Clint Capella to keep doing Clint Capella things. And if they can do that and keep Domantas Sabonis in check, I think they'll be fine tonight. And then they'll be back home Friday and, hopefully reset. And then they'll be one step closer. By that time, almost a week closer to getting Bogdan Bogdanovic back, and then we'll kind of see exactly where Cam Reddish is. But yeah, it was just starting the segment off. It just sounded like blah blah. Like,
yeah, I know.
I've
got to like going. I'm looking at Twitter here, thinking about in 9 o'clock coming up here, and they get news I don't want to get. That's all.
Yeah, and I think the other piece there is, to your point, you're watching everything else that's happening across the Major League Baseball kind of stratosphere, and you're wondering, okay, what about us? What about Freddie? What about us? What about Freddie? So no, I totally get it. I was thinking about that even when I woke up this morning, like, yeah, I'm just trying to watch and see. That's really all we could do at this time. But anyway, I had a question for you guys based on the story that I saw. And, of course, as always, Abe, if you guys want to chime in, but I thought this was really cool, and it took me back to a bad phone call gone wrong many years ago, but I want to see what you guys have to say first of all as well. So, a high school basketball team in Pontiac, Michigan, they got absolutely a treat of a lifetime, something that started off bad and went well. So, they were doing their typical thing where they're getting ready to do, well, I guess it's typical now in sort of a pandemic space, right, that you do group meetings and practices and things of that sort, sometimes virtually. So they start plugging in all the numbers to FaceTime different players, And I guess the guy who was responsible for adding everyone in, he tried to add his last teammate in, but he got the last number of the guy's phone number wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who he dials up?
Who?
Sean Murphy Bunting from the Bucks.
Is that right?
Yeah, so little high school guy in Pontiac, Michigan, getting ready for a basketball game. And a FaceTime ahead of the basketball game ends up dialing one wrong number, and it's Sean Murphy Bunting. But I love the way that he handled it. They didn't believe him, of course. They were like, yeah, right. I mean, yeah, say who you are, and we don't believe you. So he then, I guess they called him initially, and then the next thing was he FaceTimed them. And so they're floored, and they were like, okay, fine. If you are really that guy, which I love, I was like, these kids are bold. If you are really that guy, put somebody else on the phone. So then he gets Gronk on the FaceTime. Then he hands it over to Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette then gives the team a tour of the locker room. And then he adds Mike Evans, Levante David, Richard Sherman. It just keeps going on and on.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And then they get, right. But listen, John, they get even bolder. They say, all right, fine. Well, then where's the GOAT? So Fournette puts his phone down. he hands it over to Tom Brady, and they just lose it. They just absolutely lose it. And I thought, wow, that's so cool. And the kids were very respectful. They, you know, said thank you. The call went on for 30 minutes. And they said, hey, we promise we won't give your phone number out, Sean Murphy Bunting. Isn't that cool?
Well, that's cool because, you know, like as a kid, you're going to press the envelope. You have to
yes,
see how far you can go.
Yes, because this could be the only shot.
Yeah,
right?
The only shot at the title. And, you know, they're going to call again. Somebody's going to call again. You know, because you just have to, because you're going to be egged on by other folks, and they're going to ask you, "Hey, man, can you just call it one more time?" So yeah, you're gonna definitely call it again. Just don't be annoying with it. Just, you know, don't worry them to death with the calls. But they're going to call again. Definitely going to call again.
I would have hoped the Falcons would have done that too. I mean, that would have been I'm glad the Bucks did it. I still want to beat the hell out of them Sunday, but I'm glad they did it.
I know, right? But I could actually see some of the Falcons doing it and having fun with it. If it's me, and speaking of the Falcons, because I was thinking like had a couple questions on that, but I would actually love it if I had to dial the wrong Falcon, I'd dial Cordero Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
He's
and
so
now
much
try
fun.
To play defense. Yeah, call him and say, man, what's wrong with you, man? Seriously. You got to get all the shine. You taking the shine away from now you want to get the shine on the defensive side of the ball, too?
Mm-hmm.
You're already getting all the offensive snaps.
Right, right.
Now you want to get the shine on the defensive side of the ball, too? I ain't mad at him, though. I'm not mad at him.
No,
the more you can
not
do.
Not at all. But I would totally want to call him because he would have fun with it. He would take the call. And then he would be the person who would take it around to the defense, to special teams, throughout the locker room.
Yeah,
he
if you're serious, totally, put Matt Ryan on, right? You know, exactly, right? You know,
yeah, he would do that. But that's actually a great question. Like, if there was someone who you had the wrong call, if you will, and you hope to get a right response, like, who would that person be?
Halle Berry.
We went out of the sports world. Okay.
Oh, we keeping in sports?
No, you can. No, oh. No. You go where you want to go. If that's who you want to call.
Halle Berry. I wouldn't know what to say because, you know, I broke my veneer again, so I wouldn't be doing. I'd be smiling with a snag of tooth.
I thought again. You got that.
Would you call her Miss Berry?
I would just be like surprised that
this
would
Coach Saban, Miss Berry. I'm sorry, Miss Berry. I didn't mean to disturb
you. Yeah, I probably.
I mean, and this person's going to talk to you, and you're going to be able to chat with them.
Yeah, because you're assuming.
Oh hell,
remember
Warren Buffett.
Exactly.
Warren
the
Buffett.
Goal, there you go. Man, the Warren goal is
like
to
Jasmine
talk to somebody.
And honeysuckle.
Warren Buffett. Yeah, all day long.
John went big on.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. Right. What do I buy? How do I buy?
Erica Badu.
That would be an interesting.
See, I can't even mess around and get entranced through the phone, bro.
But you know, you'll never be the same, Hugh.
Don't convert to veganism.
I don't need to be the same.
Be coming in here in tight ass t-shirts.
What different? That's different from any other time.
They're gonna be tighter, Hugh Douglas. Walking around here burning sage in every corner of the studio.
Exactly. John's gonna be like, he keeps coming in with this sage. And he keeps doing these meditations, and I don't understand.
These candles, Hugh Douglas. This is a fire hazard in the studio.
Yeah,
you know
right,
that.
Exactly.
We don't have ventilation up here. Nah, man. Gotta get the spirits out, bro.
Yeah.
Right? He ain't wrong.
Get them spirits
out. You gotta line my chakras.
Yeah, I'm with him, though.
And does that candle smell like what I think it smells like?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
But do-ism.
Anyway, there it went off the rails, right?
I'm not calling Gwyneth Paltrow either, no.
Hey, now I don't want to smell her candles. I mean, she's not unattractive, though, but it's just
never mind, we'll move on.
Again, down.
Call Sean Payton and ask him, you know. Hey,
you got a candle? I don't want to smell that one either.
Put his team on, you know, or put the warden on, one of the two.
Sean Payton's not going to talk to you, though, John. He's going to see the area code and be like, I'm tapping out.
Right, exactly.
No. Yeah. No, Warren Buffett, you probably get way more mileage off of. Hugh, good luck with that Halle Berry. Good luck. Yeah.
No, and like Roy Lee just said, we know Roy Lee, we can't get smells through FaceTime. We can imagine, though. We can imagine.
Yeah, that's probably coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, at the rate we're going, that's next. That's next.
Definitely. Yeah, well, there used to be movies back in the day called Smell-O-Vision, believe it or not. Where they would have
movies where they would have
canisters in the movie theater that were timed to the movie, and it would release scents into the theater.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a real thing back in the like 50s and 60s. I mean, we're talking 50 years ago, 60 years ago. No movies were at the dam, by the way, but anyway. So, getting ready for the Hawks tonight. Hopefully we can get a win. Again, coverage from Indianapolis begins 6:30 tonight. And 7 o'clock tip. And hopefully the Hawks, second quarter of the season beginning tonight.
Yes.
And, you know, 11-10 in the first quarter of the season. Let's see what they do in quarter number two.
Let's get it.
At Tanitra Batiste on the Twitter. And as always, you know, certainly one of our big stars is going to forget who Hugh and I are someday. All right, thanks, T.
Definitely.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Moving on. Hawks tonight, Major League Baseball deadline tonight. More of your calls around the corner. I know a lot of people still want to jump into the convo here about how worried are we that Freddie Freeman is going to be gone and that the Braves won't match what somebody else, the Dodgers, might offer him in free agency before the clock strikes midnight tonight. Next with John and Hugh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.